Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme. Wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play. It means it's time for another segment of Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And I believe it is program number 503 in that continuing series. Yes, indeed. So you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest in the studio. We're going to bring him in here live and say good morning to Mr. John Munns. John, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. How about you?
Not too bad. And folks from Central Minnesota probably pick up that voice. John, longtime voice on KDUZ Radio in Hutchinson, Minnesota. And John, you said that was your first, well, no, you told me earlier your first official job was KNUJ in New Ulm, Minnesota, huh?
Matter of fact, listening to you on the way up and when I got here, I was thinking, putting dates back, and last week I actually marked my 50th year in radio, and I started at KNUJ, and the first Sunday would have been like 50 years ago this Sunday, the first Sunday in April.
Really?
I actually was on the Polka Parade. I can't even remember what we called it anymore, but were all the Harold Lafamakros with us yet, all
yep.
these great musicians.
They would come in and do their
came
radio
in
show
and
live.
Did a live 15-minute segment
yeah.
every Sunday afternoon, and I was able to meet and work with these guys for a few years, the few years that I was there.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So that was your career? You were
that
radio?
That was my first start in it. That was in 74.
Okay.
And actually, I stayed there till 76 when I actually did leave radio for
okay.
a little bit. I had a band that really caught on, and we ended up playing full-time, like 250 to 300 jobs a year for 8 years.
Really? And what was the name of that band?
Midnight Special.
Midnight Special.
Was the name of that group. And yeah, we got up in this neck of the woods, Diamond Point Rancho on Sox Center. We played a lot in
okay.
a lot of the different ballrooms and stuff. But it grew to that. But also during that time, I didn't forget about radio, because I know when we talked off the air, it mentioned a good friend of both of ours, the late Wally Pickle.
Yeah.
Even when I was doing that full-time, if we were in town, I still started doing the Pickle Patch with Wally Pickle back in the
you
States.
Did?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So the band, Midnight Special, what type of music?
Country rock.
Country rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was our brand, but yeah, we'd like to throw in, people always love to do the polkas and waltzes. We'd throw a few in, just kind of novelty, the way we'd do them in our
sure.
style. No concertina, of course, or
great.
One section. But,
okay. What type of instrumentation did you have then?
We had guitar, bass, drums, and a female vocalist.
Oh, okay.
Just a four-piece
yeah.
band. And,
okay.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
And kept up actually with the musician part for over 45 years, too. I just hung that up in 2015. 2016.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what instrument were you?
I was a bass player.
Bass player.
Yep. Then
okay.
front of the bands.
Okay.
You know, so, yep.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah,
very good.
Time flew by, Si, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to remember Wally Pickle and Lester Schuff, but still a little more about you. So take us back. Where were you born and raised?
Well, actually, that's another interesting story. As I'm standing here in the KESM studios for the first time ever, it's kind of taken me back to when I was born, actually, because my folks ran the grocery store, and Dad had a 3-2 beer joint at Cedar Mills, Minnesota.
Okay.
Not too far down the road in Meeker County.
Okay.
And I was born in 1951.
Uh-huh.
And the Hutch radio station didn't come to be till 1953. So I obviously don't remember it, but I do remember my parents talking about Albany. KESM was their radio station.
They listened to.
That's what was on in
coverage.
The store and the beer joints and, you know, everything at that time.
Yeah.
And then in 53, when Hutch came on, my dad, actually, who was a guitar player and singer as well, got a job, I think, like the second week they were on the air.
Okay.
Singing, playing his guitar and singing the live requests as they came in. And so then we obviously started to listen to KDUZ, and then as it evolved here, I ended up
working there,
being there for many, many years.
Where'd you go to school then?
Brown Institute.
Brown Institute.
It was located on Lake Street at that time.
Okay.
I don't think I'd be driving there now anymore, but at that time, right on the end of Lake
Street. And that was your education for radio.
For radio.
Where'd you start out, grade school, high school?
Oh, I actually went to country school.
Country school, okay.
Into my seventh grade a couple of weeks, and then actually wanted to get involved in sports and stuff, and switched to Buffalo Lake High School.
Oh, Buffalo Lake,
Buffalo Lake is where.
Okay.
That was my stomping ground all those years,
And graduated from there.
Graduated from there, and then played in my brother's band a little bit. That's when I got started as a musician as well.
Okay.
My brother had a band. I was not musical at all in high school. I didn't play in the band. Couldn't read a lick of music, still can't. But his bass player quit. He said, geez, I need a bass player in 2 weeks. So he bought me a guitar, showed me a few chords, and the rest is musical history.
There you go.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then along the way, were you in service then too?
No.
Not service.
I was one of the years of the lottery.
Okay.
And got a
high number?
It was high number.
Okay. Yeah. I was just a year after you, and that was the year they abolished it. Otherwise, I would have been drafted.
I
think my number was like 72 or 77 or something, and that was the year that they shut down the Vietnam War. So
seems to me I was in the low 300s or upper
200s.
And I had a trick knee, too. Busted it up in sports. I don't know what would have become of it, but never found out. So
along the way, you got married and started a family?
Did. Met my wife at one of our dance jobs.
Okay.
We just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary last fall.
So oh, you did.
A lot of 50s going on
there
for
you
me
go.
This year.
Well, neat. And in talking out in front here just a few moments ago, you mentioned an icon here from CHASM, Cliff Mitchell.
Yeah, what a guy.
Yeah, and, you know, we might be competitors in radio stations, but I'd never think of it that way. We're more like family, just like musicians are too. Mm-hmm. Back in the days, there was a lot more competitiveness or whatever you might say.
Yeah.
But nowadays, we're all in it for the same thing.
That's exactly right.
And Cliff was just a great icon, and he loved other stations. He'd listen to WVAL, country music when he wasn't on the air here. Yeah. You know, they just see what the other guys are doing, you know, always like to keep up to date.
And he, of course, his farm reports they're historic. It should be a national treasure because everyone relied on Cliff for the farm news, including even after Hutch went on the air, you know, my folks and everyone listened to Cliff. And I mentioned to you briefly out there, I had the opportunity in 1992. I was fortunate enough to be named Minnesota Broadcaster of the Year, and Cliff Mitchell was also up for it that year.
Really?
So it was in Alexandria, and I still remember getting a chance to visit with Cliff a lot up there and just really enjoyed the time that I got to spend with him. He's truly a gentleman.
Neat. Yeah. I got to work with Cliff, like I said, from 04 when I started till 09 when he retired, and he took me under his wing, and we went to every Stearns County Fair after that, every farm show in St. Cloud after that. And he said, Cy, you got to come with me. People want to put a face with the name. And I said, really? Well, he said, you got a face for radio. So they want to see
that.
Yeah. neat. Well, John, we said we were going to talk about Lester and Wally. And so Lester just passed away just like February.
Yep.
And you produced a lot of his shows, Musicians Roundup.
Did, yeah.
And talk a little bit about Lester.
Well, Lester's one of a kind, as you know. I mean, he's unique, and you've heard the expression, they broke the mold when they made him.
Yep.
It certainly pertains.
Yep.
Yeah, I worked with Lester because he was a salesman also
yes.
at KGZ for all those years. And, of course, I was there all those years as well. So knew him as a kid growing up and then as a working comrade.
Associate,
you know, yeah. And then as far as the Musicians Roundup, yeah, that got going. And Jim Onstead at that time was doing a lot of that. And then he moved on. And has since passed away. Rest in peace, Jim. But
yeah.
I took over then because I was doing the mornings.
Yep.
I was doing the sign-on shift and just hung on till 10 o'clock and Lester's
yep.
show at 9:30. And
yeah.
He brought in, you name it, they were on his show. He worked hard to get good guests, not only our great local musicians, of which there are many, which
you
can fill up a calendar a few times over.
Exactly.
You know. But he'd get, I know he had a lot of them were by phone, you know, if it was more well-known. But he had, I know he had Lawrence Welk on, Sherwin Litton from the country field.
Yeah.
It wasn't just polka music.
Right, right.
You know, Danny Davis, I remember him talking to. So he got some pretty...
pretty big name, artists.
People, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, really neat. And I think you were honored, just as I were, you were asked to be a pallbearer.
We were. Sherry had brought it up, but we were taking a few weeks to visit my wife's sister in Florida.
And at the time.
Unfortunately, that's where we were. So
yeah,
it didn't work out. But yeah, it was a great honor, and we just feel horrible, Cindy and I do, that we couldn't attend. But we were fortunate enough a couple of days before he passed. We were up in the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and got a chance to actually, Lester didn't talk a lot, but he knew what was going on,
yep.
you know, and so we actually had a conversation, a quite lengthy one, really.
Okay, okay.
And got a chance to visit with Sherry, so I feel very blessed that we were able to spend some time with him just before he passed.
Yeah, and it was really pretty neat. I was also asked to be the pallbearer, one of them, and so I was there. Jim Bartles from KNUJ mm-hmm. was there. Joyce from your station, yeah. Joyce Wewick, was a pallbearer, and then... Larry Dossel from Hutchinson, Dossel Music.
Store,
yeah. And there was one other person then, and then there was three of the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it pretty neat. And
yeah.
Lester kind of handpicked them. So
yeah, he got around.
He did. He did.
He sure did.
Well, then we got about 3 minutes here. Let's shift over to Wally Pickle. Do you happen to remember the death date of Wally?
I was going to ask you, Cy, because I cannot remember. I remember getting the call from Lonnie. I remember where I was, what I was doing when I found out he'd passed, but I can't remember the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, on any given day, I can't remember my name.
Well,
either, so.
There you go. We'll just pull it up real quick here. Because I know it will come up.
Lonnie. I just remember it was not a good day.
March 2nd of 2017, he passed away.
17, okay.
Yeah, and he was born February 15th of 2027, so probably would have made him 90?
Yeah.
Yeah, just 90.
Because we were able to celebrate his 90th with the Pickle Patch.
Yeah, and I think I remember listening to that program. Yeah, I listened to a lot of
them. We did it live from the Hutch Mall.
Yeah.
And, we had over 500 people that came out to
really?
Watch us do the show, and that was... We actually moved it up just a tad to be sure. We wanted to celebrate his 90th birthday, and we made it. So
Yeah. And so much to talk about with Wally there. I started this program, this Musicians Come and Play, in 2013, February of 2013. Wally was my first guest.
Oh, wow.
I called him just on a whim, and he said, absolutely. And he drove up here.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be here. Actually, I'm not sure. He might have done the first one here by phone, and a little bit hard for him to hear.
Yep.
So I think I had him on three times over the years, and the next couple of times he came up in person. He drove up with Alice, his wife, and then I think the last time Lon brought him up, his son brought him up. But, he was just so exciting. And, people probably remember he was on with Johnny Carson over the years. He was on Mike Douglas show.
Mike Douglas show.
Yeah, he was just
a lot of appearances with Bozo the Clown.
Yeah,
which I don't think gets enough exposure because that was pretty big.
It was,
I know Wally was always excited when he was coming up here because we would promote it on the Pickle Patch.
Okay,
he was doing your show.
Yeah,
and Lester too. You know, we always knew when it was going on, but. Yeah, Wally, you had to pretty much put a roof over his head if you wanted him to quit jumping up and down. He didn't need the pogo stick.
He didn't, huh? Well, John, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
I'll hang around.
All right. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The Broad of the Week feature starts up again for another season this week. The Broad of the Week this week is our smoked ballpark brats, as the Major League Baseball season has begun for another year. For the ballpark brats, we start with a nice blend of pork and beef, add the special ballpark brat seasoning, and smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses. You can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. And don't forget to use your brat cards. With the brat card, when you buy any 12 vacuum-packed packages of sausage, breakfast links, or brats, the 13th package is free. And the brat sales with our charitable organizations will start up this week. This weekend, this coming weekend, like the St. Joe Men's Lions, hosting the first brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market on Friday and Saturday. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage while supporting a great organization. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And John, for being our guest on the show. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. In this case, we brought it along for you today.
Great.
Hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that?
Well, I can't eat it on the way home because I know my wife is listening right now.
Okay.
So I guess I better haul it home.
There you go. Right.
Well, thank you for that.
You are very welcome. And speaking of ads and commercials like that, that was fun listening to you with Wally, and he promoted his sponsor so well. And you did one for a chicken place. I can't remember the name. What was that chicken?
I have to think too.
Yeah. There was Hutch Cafe?
Hutch Cafe, yeah.
Hutch Cafe?
Roasted chicken.
Yeah. Roasted chicken. There you go. That's what it was.
It comes back to me.
Yep. So, at any rate, while you're in the studio like this talking, you and him, and you're producing, you're in my spot, and you're pushing the buttons, and so you'd always have that chicken that would, he never heard that, huh?
He never did. In fact, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, unless you've been in a radio station. Like, I don't have headsets on now because I don't have to hear anything else going on.
Right.
But you do. And when you're on the air, that's what you have to have because the speakers are muted.
Right.
So Wally, of course, I had the headset on, and he was in my position. And I think I wish I would have kept track like you do, you know, records a little bit closer. But I know I did the Pickle Patch off and on for probably 30 years.
Yeah.
And that entire time, Hutch Cafe was our sponsor, stayed with us all those years. Every time he mentioned the roasted chicken, I had a rooster crow.
Yeah.
And he never knew. The listeners, everyone but Wally knew that I had a chicken crowing.
Yeah, it would be 2-3 times during the ad like
anytime
that.
Anytime you say chicken.
Chicken, yeah. Oh, it's just so neat. And, you know, the people just enjoyed it. Oh. You know, I heard from many people.
Yeah.
And then you had other sponsors, too. I'm trying to think of the two gals that did
we had
home care or something.
They had a moving. We had a moving, and Schmeling Oil was a mainstay for many years. And, yeah, I should have given this some thought driving up here because we had four.
Yeah, usually four sponsors.
Four that were with us pretty much the whole time that we did it. And I'll think of it, I'm sure. But we were very fortunate to have sponsors. And, yeah, we put our own spin on it. You have your commercials. And with Wally, of course, you never knew what was going to come up. So you just kind of played off from that.
Exactly. Now, you usually use one of his songs as a theme. Was it the El Rancho Grande? Was that
Rancho Grande.
That was the theme. Okay.
That was the theme, yep. Yeah. It's just one that I picked out that I always enjoyed.
Yep.
And he had one of his albums. I don't know if he ever transferred it to a CD, but this goes way back to when we were queuing up the albums and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing a lot at that time. And if he would happen to be a little late coming into the studio, there was a cut on one of those albums where he talked about playing two trumpets and three trumpets.
Uh-huh.
Here's how when I play two, you know, and he went and he just never he said, I don't know why I ever had that on there. So what I would do, if he was ever late, that would be the first thing I'd put on.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he just never cared for that. And it, maybe you're familiar with this one. It was never one of Wally's more popular songs, but my favorite, one of my favorite all-time Wally Pickles songs is Behind the Swinging Doors.
Yes, that's on here, too. Yeah. And we're going to play music by both Lester and by Wally in this next half hour here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he sang that, didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought so.
And he wrote it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but that was just always one of my all-time favorite.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just an icon. I mean, he was so special. You know, we went down back in 2008. Big Joe. Do you remember the Big Joe
Polka
Show?
Polka Band, yeah.
Yeah. So they recorded at the Medina Ballroom.
I remember that as well.
And my father-in-law, he just idolized Big Joe, you know, he just, and so we had to all go down there. So it was my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law and his wife, and my wife and I, six of us in the car. And he just wanted to be able to shake hands with Big Joe.
Oh, nice.
So at any rate, we were there. And so I just had to go to the bathroom on a whim there. And so I went into the men's bathroom. And all of a sudden, who comes in but Wally Pickle? And he starts talking to me like we had known each other for 100 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so I explained to him who I was. And, of course, that was in 08. So, yeah, I was working at station by that time. But, yeah. You know, it was before he had been on my radio show.
Yeah.
And so it was just really neat. I mean, that's the kind of guy he was. He just starts conversation like you'd known one another forever.
He drew people in.
I mean,
and then he had that contagious laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, then you just have to keep laughing when you heard him laughing.
Oh, exactly.
And,
yeah.
And then he'd laugh harder, and then, it was very contagious.
I should have played a couple of his, I've got the shows recorded from over the years, and I should have played to refresh my memory what he all said, but I know. In playing the trumpet, he always told me that his tone was very important. He strived to have a very good tone when he played the trumpet all through the years.
He had a lot of fun. I mean, if you went to see his show, because he did a show as well as the dance band and everything, you were going to be entertained. And he wanted it to be top-notch.
Yep.
And I was fortunate. We were out of town at... like, I missed the show, I think, two Fridays before he passed. Because he said, I have something. Yeah, he said, I'll have something for you Friday when I come in. And I said, oh, I'm not going to be here. He said, oh, I'll wait. Well, then he had passed. Well, then Lonnie brought it in.
Huh?
And here, Wally left me one of his first trumpets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of the late 40s. He had it completely refurbished, and one he went to Broughton, played in the bands there, and of course played in bands forever. I think the Minnesota Derbies, if I'm not mistaken, was the first band.
Yep.
And he gave me this trumpet, and then Lonnie called and said, there's something, your name's on a box here, we're going through some of his stuff. And I said, well, he said he had something, and that's what it was.
Well, that was, wow, what an honor.
Yeah, it is. So I kept it for a while, but I thought, no, this, more people, you know, Wally wasn't just about me, he reached so many people, so I actually have donated that to the Historical Society.
At New Ulm? In McLeod County.
So if you're ever at the museum in McLeod County,
you'll see
the Wally Pickle, and then there's some albums and a couple special T-shirts he'd given me over the years, so there's a nice little Wally Pickle display there.
That's awesome. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, John, we've just about run out of time here. I want to save some time to play music by both Lester Shuft and Wally. But before I let you go, I usually ask every guest, as you look back over your career, radio, music, is there a memory, something special that stands out that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Oh,
I know.
There's a lot, Si.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I think just in general, again, that would be at the music, playing it live or playing it on the radio, the people, you know, that you got, the crowds, the audience that you came to see. Personal highlight for me as far as musicians go, I grew up in the 60s with the Beatles.
Yeah.
I worked the Minnesota State Fair grandstand for many years.
Yeah.
And met all the performers, and meeting Ringo Starr was kind of
spending
a day with him was.
That sounds like a pretty big.
Out.
Yeah.
The dance jobs, again, there's just so many.
Ballrooms. That are no longer
back in the day,
yeah,
know, where it was, if you played, it was full,
yeah.
You know, if you got there, we like I mentioned earlier, we played six nights a week, and people were always out six, seven nights a week.
One of the things our younger generation is missing out on.
Yeah.
I mean, we went out weekly to the dances in this area, whether it was Richmond, New Munich, Granite City Coliseum in St. Cloud. Yeah. That's where I met my wife, at the Coliseum, you know.
Yeah, and there we go.
Yeah.
And I remember playing the Coliseum.
You do, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And so that there's so many things there. Radio, as I mentioned, Broadcaster of the Year was great. I was also up for a Marconi Award two times in 2004 and 2007, I think.
Sure.
I guess if I had to just name a couple specifics, but you'd have to give me a week on the air here to
come up with that specific one. Yeah. Not a problem. Well, very good. John, we want to thank you for coming up, especially coming in live. I always like it when the guests are in live. You know, it's so special to have that face-to-face contact. And of course, sometimes on the phone, you get that little static or buzz in it or whatever, and it's not as clear. So we really thank you for coming up. And, you know, I tell each and every guest, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, and I'd look forward to it. Great to be in the historic Chasm Studios, so thanks for having me, sir.
You bet. So we're going to let you run. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 503rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. John Munns, a longtime radio personality in Hutchinson and also a musician in his own right there, joining us today on our Musicians Come and Play, helping to remember both Lester Schuft and Wally Pickle. We're going to feature music in the next 20, 25 minutes here of both bands. Right now, starting out with Wally Pickle, the song that John used to use as a theme song for the Pickle Patch. It's one called El Rancho Grande Polka. Wally Pickle. Thank you. Wally Pickle, yes, his theme song from the Pickle Patch. John Munns used to produce that show on KDUZ and picked out the song El Rancho Grande Polka as the theme song. Did that for over 30 years. Neat stuff. Right now it's Wally Pickle and another song that was very popular with Wally. One, and he probably wrote this one, is what John thought. One called Behind the Swinging Doors. Pickle, yes, Behind the Swinging Doors. And a song that we think that Wally probably wrote, at least arranged for his band. And Wally, born in February 15th of 1927 in Broughton, Minnesota, and he died suddenly March 2nd of 2017 in Litchfield, Minnesota. And of course, Wally was an American musician, entertainer, who is included in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. And like John and I both shared many, many memories of Wally. Right now, Wally Pickle and the band, one called the Baritone Polka. ¶¶ Great recording there by Wally Pickle, the baritone polka. Yes, it says here, just reading a little bit about Wally on the internet, Hutchinson band leader Wally Pickle, who entertained generations of polka lovers while playing one, two, or three trumpets at a time, sometimes while jumping on a pogo stick. And he died on March 3rd of 2017. He was 90. Everyone is going to tell you the same story, said Larry Dossel, who purchased Wally Pickle's music store in 1978. He always had a smile. Everyone was a friend of Wally's. And that is so true. And that's what John and I wanted to take away from this show in remembering Wally Pickle. We're going to close this segment with Wally Pickle and the Peanuts Landler. Wally Pickle with the Peanuts Landler. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon as we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me information starts out with, good morning, listeners. Here's what's happening. The big news from Jeannie B's Tours today is you are not too late. A second group of seats has been added to the fall colors of the New England Rails and Tour. Rails and Trails tour that departs October 5th. This awesome tour includes airfare, airport shuttle from St. Joseph to and from Minneapolis Airport, an expert guide, and deluxe motor coach to escort you through Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. Many delicious meals, including a lobster farewell dinner, two train tours, covered bridges, and unbelievable scenery. You can see a presentation of this tour and other great itineraries at the Jeannie B's Tours Alaska and Other Great Tours Night, and that's going to be this Tuesday, April 9th, at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. Presentations are from 2 to 4, with an included light meal served at 4:30. The second session will be from 5 till 7. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581, to RSVP for the meal. Tours that will be included are Alaska, Canadian Rockies, New England Colors, Ireland, Germany, and Austria, Danube River Cruise, Washington, D.C., New York City, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Cape Cod, and historic Savannah and Charleston. Join Jeannie B. this Tuesday, April 9th, at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. There are seats still for the supper fun-filled Deadwood Days heading out to the Black Hills on May 27th. You'll want to join Jeannie B's, myself, and my wife Janet for 5 days packed with sightseeing, Hill City train ride through the beautiful Black Hills, Deadwood Step-On guided tour, Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse Monument, Terry Redland Center, four nights lodging, delicious meals, and all the gaming Deadwood has to offer. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 ASAP to reserve you and your friends, the seats for you and your friends. Check out Jeannie B's full schedule of 2024 tours that include the one-day daycations, minications that are 1 to 3 nights, or the extended many extended tours. Jeannie B has a tour waiting for you. Remember, seeing is believing. And I'm going to let you in on just a little secret here. My big thrill is we are going along with Jeannie on this Deadwood Days tour that leaves on Memorial Day. That's on Monday. I believe it's May 27th. And but what's always thrilling to me is I don't know who's all going to be on the bus. So I'm always so anxious to find out. And every trip that we've taken with Jeannie's now, and I think we've been on 4 or 5, something like that, and I always, lots of folks come up to me and say, so you're Cy, you're the one on the radio. And it's always fun to get to meet and know all of the listeners that travel with Jeannie B's. So looking forward to joining you on that Deadwood Days trip. It leaves Monday, Memorial Day, and should be a fun time. Jeannie B's bringing us our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Right now, we're going to shift gears, remembering Lester Shuft and Lester passing away in February of this year. And starting out with a nice old-time polka off of his latest recording, it's the Nebraska Polka. Dr. Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman, great polka tune there, one called the Nebraska Polka. Old time waltz time now with Dr. Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman. It's the Dutch Maid Waltz. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman right there with the Dutch Maid Waltz. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 37 degrees. We're losing degrees here as we're moving along throughout the day. Looks like our high point was 43 this morning at about 6 o'clock, and since then it's been falling. So right now, 37 degrees here at 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we welcome back Kevin's Countryside as a weekly sponsor of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Check out the brand new Hustlers that Kevin has on hand, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, well, that is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin, a whole truckload, several truckloads. He's got buildings full of brand new Hustlers out there, one with your name on. Go out there and see for yourself, you bet. Nice drive out to Kevin's place, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. He's on the west side of the road as you're heading north there towards Holdingford. Look for the big yellow and black sign hanging from the big post there in the ditchway. And so Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can, change your belts, hoses, lubricants, whatever you might need done. Get it all ready to go for the upcoming lawn cutting season. And he accepts trades. So if old Bessie happens to be a little tired, you might want to take her along out there, and he'll make you a sweet deal on a brand new Hustler. For more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside. Kevin took on the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment a few years ago. That's 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So he carries the weed trimmers, the weed eaters. He's got the handheld blowers, the backpack blowers, lawnmowers, push lawnmower, self-propelled, battery-powered, chainsaw. What else? There's all sorts of equipment there. And he's got the pole saw and chainsaw battery powered. So pretty exciting to go out there, I'll tell you. It's a dangerous place to go because you're going to want to buy some of this equipment. It's good stuff. I've got the pole saw. I've got the weed trimmer, Eagle powered and battery powered lithium. It's good stuff. And I've got two Hustlers, and my wife and I, we cut the lawn, and we just enjoy cutting lawn because they really work nice. So check them out. You can do the same for yourself. Again, that phone number for Kevin, 320-363-7459. He'd love to see you, so stop on by. Better yet, give him a call before you go because he's a busy guy, kind of like the one-armed bandit, and he puts in the family farm and does a lot of parts work. He has to run for parts, so you want to make sure he's going to be there when you stop by. So give him a call. Kevin's Countryside bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to have to wrap up our edition of Musical Treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a beautiful waltz tune by Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Morning Glow Waltz.
Neither one of them compared to when
Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, a great waltz tune there, the Morning Glow Waltz. And that featured Rick Keane and Mike Wendelick on the vocal there. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 19 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 37 degrees, and rain here in central Minnesota.